Poet to Bigot by Langston Hughes. I have done so little for you, and you have done so little for me, that we have good reason never to agree. I, however, have such meager power, clutching at a moment while you control an hour. But your hour is a stone, my moment is a flower. In this poem by Langston Hughes, the first thought that struck me was that Hughes is possibly talking to a person who does not appreciate his poems, or someone who looks down upon them. I first thought he was saying how this person who does not like him hasn't done anything for him, so why do they need to agree on his work? First, let's analyze the title. The definition of a bigot is one who is intolerant towards those holding different opinions. Hughes is saying, this poem is only for you, the bigot, from me. Therefore, after researching some of Hughes' other works, I've noticed he mentions some type of racial incidents in most of them. For example, in some of his other works, such as I Too, where Hughes talks about how he is separated from the others and calls himself the darker brother that has to sit at a different table to eat, but he too sings America, saying that he too has the same ability as everyone else does. He infers that during this time period, people did not believe in equality, while they still continued to fight for it, which then led me to think that Langston is talking to a white person who is a bigot towards him, since he references this type of structure and attitude in his other poems. In lines 1 through 4, I have done so little for you, and you have done so little for me, that we have good reason never to agree. Hughes is describing how neither have done anything for each other, so what reason do they have to want the same things? We can relate this to our own life with times that someone has had different opinions than ours. We tend to think that if someone has a different opinion, that they're wrong, that they are quote-unquote less than us in some instances. But why do we think this way? What causes the mind to think that someone who is different is not good? Like mentioned before, a bigot is intolerable of another who thinks differently. In these situations, we tend to become frustrated when someone doesn't see something the same way we do. This leads to debate and more frustration. However, Hughes' attitude does not seem angry at all, but calm. He then describes how he has such meager power in line 5, how he faces struggle and has no control in his life, while the other person has no problem with control. The tone of the poem, when analyzed, is more serious and meaningful, while read with the rhythmic words, it becomes lighter and not as serious. He does this by using rhythm to create a natural flow, rather than a stopping point which would create a less smooth and nice feeling. The sense of calmness throughout, with the serious background, could even give a sense that Hughes is so calm about this subject because he's used to it. Because Hughes obviously has a passion for the subject since it is in many of his poems. But he has no reason to show emotion for it anymore because he's been through it too many times. Langston also uses this repetition to define the differences between the two of them. He then closes out the poem with lines 11 and 12. But your hour is a stone, my moment is a flower. Describing the white person and that they have nowhere else to go in life. He is set in stone, he is stuck in his ways, while his is only an hour, while Hughes is beginning to rise and further himself, because a moment will last forever. The tone of the poem shifts throughout with the shift in Langston's attitude between the seriousness of the beginning of the poem compared to the end, which is hopeful and uplifting. Therefore, he's making the point that, for instance, in the beginning, such as his life at the moment, it may not be great, but in the end, good things will come out of it. No one else has to agree with him, because a stone has no way of growing into a beautiful flower. This means that the larger power, that the bee has control over is dead like a stone. However, the flower is still growing. After analyzing this in the way I think it should be interpreted, I wanted to bounce back at my first initial thought of what I thought this poem was meaning and why I thought it. Because if you read the poem again with the mindset that he's talking to a person who just doesn't like him, you can see how it does relate to some of the lines in the poem. Like I said before, you have done so little for me, and I have done so little for you, meant to me that why should he worry about what you think? What have you done to help him get to where he is? So this is similar to the actual meaning, because the person is still someone who does not like Hughes, but for a race rather than his works.
Hello, and welcome to part one of the podcast. Part two will be my associate, Kara Sanders, analyzing her thoughts on the poem we have chosen. The poem we have chosen is Poet to Bigot by Langston Hughes. I will read a small section of this poem and then analyze what I think. What are my thoughts of the poem? Here we go. I have done so little for you, and you have done so little for me, that we have good reason never to agree. Now I relate. I relate to this poem, very much so. I feel as if he wrote this poem in a tough time of his life. I read some analyzing, I read some analyzations online, and some people think it has to do with race, which I wholeheartedly agree. I also think this might have to do with race. Langston Hughes, being a colored person, especially during the 50s, might have good reason to write this to a white man. When he says, I have done so little for you, you have done so little for me, I felt that, you know. Not the race thing, but like I feel that in life. Like, you know, if you and a friend, like, don't really do anything for each other, like, you know, you just hang out, like, you're really not going to agree on everything, you know. It's like, you do so little for a person, but if you do something, like, so little, like taking them out to eat, you know, they might not agree on anything for, like, the rest of their life, you know? We're just kind of free-winging this, you know, really just analyzing my thoughts as they come. I feel like that's the best type of podcast. But I really felt this, like, he's really feeling something here to be writing this poem, and it's called Poet to Bigot, like, think about that. Somebody obviously has done this man wrong. Like, why you do that to that man like that, you know? That's how I feel. Have good reason never to agree. I feel like, this is a tough one. I really feel like, you know, people disagree, and disagreements are tough. And obviously, they have a good reason to never agree, because they don't really do anything for each other. They never help each other out. You know, they're never on each other's side. Like, what is there to agree on? You know? Nothing. There's nothing to agree on. This is like free verse. It's free verse. I learned that. Learned that in Mr. Peterson's class. Shout out to Pete Dog. Learned that in Mr. Peterson's class. Free verse. So he's freely writing, freely expressing himself. Yeah, expressing himself in a way that is, you know, expression. So, the next part is, I, however, have such meager power, clutching at a moment, while you control an hour. I really like this. I really like this part. Because, you know, he's saying that, hey, I do have some power, and I have a moment, and you have an hour. A moment is more savored. It's more, how do you say, more thoughtful. There's more thoughtfulness that goes behind a moment. Like, a moment in time. Like, because you just have an hour. Like, really, dude, you just, like, an hour. Like, what? Who cares? It's an hour. Like, an hour goes by, but a moment lasts forever. And he has that power of a moment. Something someone will remember. Well, you have an hour, which will come and will go as time will keep going by. But when people think of a moment, they think of, like, hey, a memory, you know. Like, you know, I think of a moment. Like my first One Direction concert, you know, it was amazing. But like an hour, the last hour I was at work, you know, touching people's feet. Like, honestly. You know, so hours usually aren't good things. Well, they could be good things. Like, a moment can happen in an hour, but like, an hour is a general term. A moment is like special to somebody. Like, you have special moments with people. Special moments are what have these bonds. Which I also, going back to bonds, whoever he was writing this to or the audience he was trying to show this or whatever you want to say, you know, also he doesn't feel that way towards the audience. He obviously has some, how do I say this? He has some hatred, maybe? Maybe not hatred, but maybe he's just trying to tell him, like, hey, we're not friends. Like, we will never be friends. You know? Never be friends, because you have done so little for me. We always disagree. Like, who are you going to be friends with that you always disagree with? Like, nobody, right? Disagreeing with people is annoying. Seriously, like, you disagree with somebody, like, you get irritated. Well, I do. I don't know about anybody else, but, like, I get irritated when I disagree with people because I don't want to be proven wrong. Okay. There, I said it. I admitted it. This podcast is turning into a therapy session. Moving on. So, clutching a moment. Clutching at a moment. He is holding on to that moment. Well, you control it. He's saying that I have the power to clutch a moment, to make something last in people's minds. He makes people think. He makes people cry, makes people laugh, he makes them happy. He gives them a moment, a special moment that they can look back to. While you give them an hour. Say you go to a stand-up comedy show, and the guy who's before, you know, let's say Langston Hughes goes first, and he's, like, amazing, and you'll forever remember that for the rest of your life, right? Then the next guy comes up, and he's just like, meh, and he talks for an hour. Like, if you're gonna be meh, then you just need to get it over with. Like, nobody wants to sit there and listen to you, like, talk. Because if you're boring and, like, you don't do anything for me, referring back to the last part, like, if you don't do anything for me, I don't want to sit here and listen to you for an hour. But if you do little, but you have that moment, you know, I'll forever remember that. I'll hold that special in my heart. Like, if you make me laugh, I'll probably remember that, and I'll probably reference that a lot. I love to laugh. Laughter is key. This poem kind of makes me laugh. Because he's really calling somebody out. He's really saying, like, hey, you're trash. I, however, am a Tiffany diamond, right? Like, you have nothing on me. I am superior. Well, not necessarily superior. But I am more special. I do more for people. I'm more capable of allowing these people to have a special moment. You know? Special moments are key. especially establishing a good relationship with somebody. Like, if you want to have a good relationship with somebody, you need to have those special moments with them. Kind of like in The Notebook, when they're rowing their rowboat. Like, you know, that's a special moment. She'll remember that. And then that's establishing the bond with him. But then let's change the story around a little bit. When they break up, he goes to some other girl. And, like, they don't row in a rowboat. They just kind of go to the movies. Like, that's an hour. An hour he'll never get back because that's boring. Which I'm not saying going to the movies is boring. I like going to the movies, but, like, I don't know. It's kind of a downgrade. So, like, if you're going to give me an hour after Langston Hughes has given me a moment, like, I'm not gonna, you know, it's not really gonna throw me for a loop, I guess. I had something else to say, I don't really remember. Let me catch my thoughts. Anyway, it'll come back to me. But the next part says, but your hour is a stone. Your hour is so bland and so boring that it's literally a stone, like a rock. Like, you've hit rock bottom. You are boring. Like, please scooch away from me. You are nothing. You are trash, right? Going back to the trash, you are trash and I'm a Tiffany Diamond, right? You're trash. Your hour is a stone. It's worthless. Doesn't really do anything but sit there and make people's yard look pretty. I guess. I mean, it's a rock. But, you know, an hour. Think about that, like an hour. Hours go by. You know, we have hours every day. 525,600 minutes. Convert that to hours. I don't know how to, but, you know. Yeah. So, his hour is a stone. But Langston's moment, and this leads into the next part where he says, my moment is a flower. Like, that just hit me right there. Like, he says, your hour is a stone, just a rock, like a boring rock, like Patrick's rock that he lives under in SpongeBob. But his moment is a flower. It blossoms. It brings back memories. Like, when you smell a flower, sometimes it can go back to that moment. That moment in time where you smelt that flower, you smelt that scent, and it just went, your mind just went crazy with different thoughts. Like, oh, I smelt this flower, and I remember prom for, like, the flowers I had. I had a great time at prom. Or, like, a wedding. You caught the bouquet at a wedding. You smelt the flowers. What'd they smell like? The flower of the moment. The moment. The moment is like a smell. A smell can bring you back years. And you can just remember stuff. You know, you can just remember stuff. But his is just a stone. And like, you smell a stone, what do you think of? Concrete. Boring concrete. Cement. Cement. Concrete. That is concrete evidence that his hour is worthless. It is stupid. Has nothing to do, or it has nothing on his flower, his moment. I can tell you, a moment is special. I remember the moment. Let me think about this. Let me think of a good moment here. Pause for silence. I remember when I met my niece the first time. And every time I walk into a hospital, what do I have? That smell. Like a flower.
But a hospital smell. And I just remember my niece being born.
It was a very special moment. But say I were to walk in a nail salon and I'd remember that boring hour of me at work just an hour ago, working, filing people's toes. It's not fun. It's not cool. Hours go by, day to day, We live our lives. Sometimes they go by too fast. But moments are real, and they're here, and you remember them. They're special. They're special to you. Very special to you. Man, this poem really hit me. I really talked a while on it. I'm really letting my thoughts flow right now. So to summarize, I'm getting a hint of hatred, honestly. I'm getting a hint of I'm better than you. Take two steps back, realize your place. Or maybe he was going for
the we're equal.
Maybe. We're equal, but in a way I'm better than you because I'm a moment and you're a stone or you're an hour. You're a stone, I'm a flower, you're trash, I'm a Tiffany diamond. So, in conclusion, I would like to thank everyone for listening to my segment of this podcast. Next up, I will have my associate Kara Sanders analyze this poem and have her thoughts recorded and see what she has to say. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Tune in next week. We're going to analyze the next Avengers trailer. Okay. Thank you. Have a great week.